Are you getting enough phytonutrients in your diet? That's the question of this podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, food scientist, published food scientist. You know, we got a mass spec laboratory on food safety. We do all kinds of food testing. We do formulations of our own products, etc. And that's my dog in the background, if you can hear him scratching away. And he has a healthy diet too. But do you have enough phytonutrients? Now, by phyto, we mean, of course, from plants. So phytochemistry, that's P-H-Y-T-O. Phytochemistry is the chemistry of plants. Phytonutrients are nutrients from plants. Now, understand that when we talk about the miraculous molecules from plants, molecules that are neuroprotective, that are anti-cancer, molecules or even fibers that help brush dioxins out of your intestinal tract, or fibers that bind to lead and heavy metals and things like that. When we talk about all of these, or antioxidants, carotenoids, right, polyphenols, these are not found in meats at all. I mean, none of them. None of them are found in meat. Meat is flesh. Flesh does, you know, flesh is from, obviously, from animals, and animals do not obviously share the same biochemistry as plants, because plants have to make their own medicines because they can't go out and eat it from something else. So it's a very interesting understanding of nature. So animals can go out and eat plants. And if you look at gorillas in the rainforest, for example, or whatever animals, you know, they're living on plants or other animals. Some of them are omnivores. But even if they eat other animals, those animals ate plants. You know, so a predator will eat a vegetarian animal that lived on plants. So ultimately, the food chain gets back to plants one way or another. And you even find cases of, in rainforests, gorillas will self-medicate with medicinal plants. They actually have knowledge of what plants will help them with you know, whatever they're dealing with. If they have an injury or a wound, they will go out and harvest antibacterial plants. And then they will treat themselves. They'll actually make a poultice by chewing on the plant and then putting it on the wound. I mean, this has been observed and documented in nature. We find it remarkable, but it shouldn't be. This is natural. This is the way it has worked for the longest time. So plants then, they have to make their own antibacterial substances, because of course bacteria are always in the soil trying to attack their roots. So they have to defend themselves against the soil microbes. So every plant makes antimicrobial substances, every single one. There are no exceptions to this. So if you're wondering, like, where are we going to find antibiotics? Look around. They're everywhere. Actually, they're everywhere in nature. And plants produce all kinds of substances to protect themselves against various threats. For example, did you know that resveratrol, which is found in the skin of red grapes, and also it's found in grape leaves, it's also derived from Japanese knotweed. That's the form that most people are taking. Resveratrol is one of the most miraculous molecules ever discovered in terms of promoting cardiovascular health and healthy blood, healthy circulation, healthy heart, all of that. I mean, if it were a prescription drug, it would be called the miracle discovery of all time, probably. It's that good. But why do grapes make it? What's the point of making it? Well, for the grape plant, resveratrol is made in response to fungi, that is, fungal attacks on the grape plant. Resveratrol is a defense. So for the grape plant, the vine, resveratrol is antifungal. For you and I, it's something very, very different. It has incredible cardiovascular benefits. So isn't that interesting that even some of the sort of deworming products that you may be familiar with, like fenbendazole Or let's take ivermectin, actually a better example. Ivermectin, where was it found? Where was it discovered? It was discovered by a Japanese researcher in the soil. So that is a nature-derived molecule, in this case from microbes, not from plants, but it's part of the plant ecosystem. Ivermectin is in the soils. I mean, not everywhere, but it's in some soils. So it's something that was created by nature, and it has a very specific purpose in nature. Whereas when we take it, it can serve a different purpose for us. And again, that's completely normal. So there are many things that plants manufacture. For example, anthocyanins. Anthocyanins have a dark color, and it serves a number of purposes for the plant, but part of that is protecting the plant from ultraviolet radiation and also to help the plant indicate what it is to pollinators and birds and animals that will spread the seeds, for example. That's why, I mean, it's one of the reasons why berries are dark blue. I mean, many of them. Or they're even purple or black. Blackberries, blueberries, you know, right? Well, that color serves a purpose for propagation, but then in our bodies, that color, the anthocyanins, what does it do? Oh, it's a very powerful antioxidant. It assists with anti-inflammation. Importantly, it blocks receptors for spike protein. So if you're running around with a bunch of vaccinated people who are shedders and they're shedding spike protein because they're walking biological weapons factories, as long as you've eaten some berries and you've got anthocyanins in your blood, guess what? You're going to be okay. See? It's just another way that plants have molecules that protect you in ways that Western medicine absolutely will not recognize, refuses to recognize. But there's a tremendous amount of research on all of these substances. And as I am currently running many, many workstations with GPUs and AI inference to classify over 100 million science papers, I am encountering an incredible number of science papers published out of India and China in particular. China is probably number one on phytochemistry and effectively plant-based medicine. Now, I know in America, or in the UK, sort of the Western world, we have like the American Journal of, what is it, like Clinical Nutrition or something like that. But those pale in comparison to what China and India come up with in terms of their research. So they are churning out all kinds of research on how extracts from plants, including, for example, grape seeds, have tremendous benefits to humanity, including longevity improvements and protecting the blood-brain barrier, for example. That comes from niacin, B vitamins. And there's so many examples of this, like curcumin from turmeric has, I think they call it a xenotherapeutic effect, which means that it helps eliminate zombie cells in your body, and it awakens cells that are senescent. And as a result of this, you cannot achieve maximum human health without consuming a large amount of plants or plant extracts. But of course, plant fibers have their own benefits as well. So here's what I recommend. And I'm not going to go through the whole list here because I'm actually going to publish a new book on this soon. We're launching a new website called brightionbooks.com. And there you'll be able to generate any book on any topic that you want in about 10 minutes or so, depending on the current queue, completely free of charge, including books on nutrition and longevity, whatever you want. So I'm going to use that brightionbooks.com engine when it's launched. It'll be, I don't know, a week away or something. I'm going to use that engine myself to create books on the most powerful phytonutrients that you can consume that will protect your brain, protect your metabolism, protect your heart and cardiovascular system, and so on. So I'm going to produce a lot of books, and you can too. And then I'll be sharing those with you as free downloads. You know, how cool is that, huh? So that's coming up. So that'll go into all the details more than I can even mention in this podcast. But let me give you my overall nutritional advice here, kind of a rule of thumb. Rule of thumb is eat a lot of plants in whatever form you eat them, but understand that eating a lot of plants by itself is probably not going to give you the maximum level of these phytonutrients. And very few people eat enough plants. They eat a lot of meat, and they eat a lot of carbohydrates, a lot of processed grains, you know, a lot of white flour, which lacks the nutrition of whole wheat flour, or they have refined corn or, you know, whatever, high fructose corn syrup. So they're lacking the nutrition from plants and they're overeating non-plant substances. As a result, they don't have the plant molecule protections that are anti-cancer, that, you know, protect cardiovascular health, that protect cognition, protect your metabolism and help promote insulin sensitivity to prevent type 2 diabetes and things like that. So again, I recommend go ahead and eat whatever plants you normally eat, but supplement. Supplement with superfoods or plant extracts in the form of supplements. For example, very few people eat enough turmeric in Western culture. Although turmeric consumption is very widespread in India, in Pakistan, in Iran, and in Middle Eastern cuisine, including Lebanese cuisine, you'll find a lot of turmeric in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, etc. But in Western cultures, you very rarely get turmeric. Except me, of course, I'm drinking it every day. That's why my dental work is orange, which always is entertaining for my dentist. Like, hey, it's Orange Man again. You're back. Yeah. You know that filling you did 2 years ago? Yeah, it's orange now. That's because we're drinking turmeric, and that's the right thing to do. So you got to get more turmeric into your diet, in my opinion. And one of the best ways to do that, of course, is to consume it as a supplement. You can take turmeric extracts. I mean, we sell them. HealthRangerStore.com if you want turmeric extracts. But that's just one example. There are so many others. And, oh, if you're searching for turmeric, by the way, it's T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Or some people say turmeric or turmeric, whatever. Either way is okay. And the active or the best known chemical constituent in it is called curcumin, spelled with a C, curcumin. And there are ways to get things like, you know, grape seeds or grape skin. You don't have to just eat giant bowls of grapes. There are sources for, you know, concentrates of grape skins and seeds and stems and so on. And that can be incredible in terms of its nutritional density. Eating sprouts or dried sprouts is also a great strategy. So we sell, I forgot what it's called exactly, but it's got broccoli sprouts and other cruciferous vegetable sprouts in it. I think it's got the name sprout in it. That's funny. I use it every day, but I don't look at the label. But that has sulforaphane in it. What is sulforaphane? Well, look it up. You can use our AI engine at brightu.ai. It's got all the knowledge of all the phytochemistry that's ever been published in the world, essentially. And if you go there and search for sulforaphane, and it starts with the word sulfur, and then I think it's O-P-H-A-N-E after that, sulforaphane, I think that's how it's spelled, then you're going to find out all the properties of sulforaphane, which is synthesized by broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables. And again, you don't find this in meat. You're not going to find sulforaphane in chicken breast. You're only going to find it in cruciferous vegetables, which have other astonishing nutrients in them that are highly beneficial to human health. So, supplement, eat more vegetables. You do need the fiber. And in my opinion, based on all my years of research and my patents, etc., the best fibers are fruit fibers, not vegetable fibers. So another rule of thumb that I'll share with you is if you don't want to choke down tons and tons of celery, let's say, that's okay. Make sure you do eat fruit fibers But you can consume vegetable extracts or concentrates to get all of those miraculous molecules out of the vegetables. You don't really need vegetable fiber. And frankly, if you've ever blended celery into a smoothie, you know that that gets really gross really fast. Oh my God, how much of this can I choke down? Whereas fruit fibers, which are based on things more like pectin, fruit fibers, they actually go better in smoothies. So if you have a juicing machine, juice your vegetables, but blend your fruits. You see what I'm saying? Juice your vegetables, blend your fruits. That's a really important rule of thumb to remember. And then what you can do is you can take that vegetable juice and you can pour that into your smoothie. So juice your kale, juice your parsley, you know, juice cilantro if you like the taste. Some people think it tastes like soap, whatever. Here, have a banana soap smoothie. Yeah, it's a whole new thing. Juice your vegetables, pour that juice into your smoothie, and then for your fruits, like I really like pears, you can blend in fresh whole pears into the smoothie, including the pear skin. Just make sure that you're buying organic, obviously. That's really important. Otherwise, you're juicing pesticides and herbicides and all kinds of other garbage. So buy organic and use it that way. All right, so if you want to use our AI engine, it can answer all your questions about nutrition and foods and everything. We even have a wellness coach. Just go to brightu.ai. That's the word bright followed by the letter U, brightu.ai. And there, you'll be able to ask it anything about health, nutrition, diet, ingredients, foods, disease prevention, disease reversals and cures, natural remedies, holistic health, essential oils, homeopathy, Chinese medicine, herbs, anything. And since it's completely free to use, hey, there's no downside. It's awesome. So check it out. And remember, increase your uptake of plants, and especially plant concentrates and supplements of plants. And by the way, we're currently running our Black Friday sale at healthrangerstore.com. And if you put in the secret URL, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. That's Black Friday VIP, okay? healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. You will get the secret landing page for all the best specials and free gifts and everything that we're giving out during the Black Friday event, which is happening Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check it out and save a bunch of money on all the plant extracts, supplements, superfoods that you need. We also have freeze-dried versions of fruits that are stored in steel number 10 cans for very long-term storage. We've got all kinds of stuff. So check it out. Again, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. And thank you for your support. Our biggest sale of the year is about to begin here at Health Ranger Store. And I'm going to walk you through some of the really deep discounts and specials that we have together this year and bonus items. This is the best value that we've ever put together because we know that everybody's hurting in this economy and we want to give you more value for your dollar. So let me walk you through this. You're going to love it. So first of all, go to healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. BF means Black Friday. So BFVIP, here's the page. And you can sign up to be alerted via email when this sale goes active, which is November 11th. Or you can just start shopping with us on November 11th. And here's some of the specials you're going to see. So first of all, we have all these amazing discounts that are detailed on the page. If you scroll down, you'll see discounts 20%, 30%. And then we've got many different discounts from our vendors that are even much higher. We've got vendor discounts that are as high as 50%. And we've got discounts on many of our in-house products that I'm going to describe here coming up. So let me walk you through some of these discounts and some of the bonus items. No matter what you buy, when you purchase $99 or more, not only do you get this issue of our Natural News Collector's Edition magazine that people absolutely love because it's filled with articles and how-to information and nutritional information. You also get for every order that's, again, $99, you get this free gift right here. Here it is. This is our blueberry vanilla pancake mix that everybody loves. This, together with our Natural News magazine, has an additional value of $45. So if you spend $99, you get another $45 of free bonus items on top of that. And if you spend $199 on anything in our store, and if you just buy, for example, one of our chef's knives from Dawson Knives, then that's over $199. You instantly qualify for all these free gifts. You get the Natural News magazine, you get the blueberry vanilla pancake mix, and then you get this, the adaptogenic ginger latte. This is an instant latte mix. It's incredibly delicious. It's made with ginger and our Seven Treasures mushroom powder, and the combined value of that is $75. So that's $75 in additional gifts if you spend $199. And then if you spend $299, then you get all these gifts plus the Daily Immune Complex blend. That's the 2 ounce tincture right there. Certified organic, laboratory tested, just packed with herbs that help support your natural immune function on top of all the other gifts. So that value is $108. So we're doing our best to give you free gifts. And on top of that, we've got extraordinary discounts. Let me go through some of them. Show this shot here on my desk. Everything that you see on the desk here is discounted. Some of these are called doorbuster deals. Some of these are discounted 20%, like the Hydrate Elementals, or the 5G Defense Powder, or the Collagen Joint Support with Black Currant. Those are the stick packs. Garden Harvest Blend. Health Rangers Organic Hemp Juvenate is also discounted an additional 20% off the current price. We have the Adaptogen Ginger Latte. We've got Dried Mango, which, where did that go? It's up front. It's super delicious. Lucuma Powder, our soft dried apple slices, our super protein chocolate and vanilla, all vegetarian proteins there, and many other products. Everything that you see here is discounted from 20% on down. Some of it's 12%, some of it's 10%, etc. So take advantage of this. Again, go to the webpage, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. And beginning November 11th, this special is available only to our VIP customers and those of you watching this video. This is not something that we publicly announce to other lists or on social media. You either have to watch this video or be a VIP customer in order to even know about this. You're going to get these great discounts. And then we've negotiated huge discounts with our vendors. Everybody from Bed Voyage to Delilah Home to Nahaya Active Organics and many others. And some of these are up to 55% discounts. I'm just looking through the list right now. Here's organic cotton bath towels, 42% off, which is huge. We've got from Nahaya Organics, like 24 karat gold intensive sea nutrient moisturizer is 35% off. There are numerous examples of this, hundreds of these items, from bamboo pillowcase sets to hammocks to the lightweight personal steam sauna and spa to the Crazy Beaver shovels that I've interviewed the founder there. Those are also on sale, and much more. The Red Life phototherapy devices, the belt, the panels, the hand glove, the knee device, these are on sale typically anywhere from 30% off to, in some cases, up to 75% off on certain items from that brand. So it's too much to go through right here. The bottom line is this. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP, you're going to have access to all of this a day before our Black Friday sale begins. And once our Black Friday sale begins, then, you know, of course, we have different specials each day during the sale, which begins November 13th. But that's when we're going to start running out of products, especially the popular products and the deeply discounted products. So this day ahead here, this pre-sale, the VIP early access, allows you to get these products, number one, while they're in stock, while they're discounted the most, and while you have all the bonus items that we include based on how much you spend. And again, those expenditure levels are $99, $199, or $299. We are really doubling down on making it worth your investment in your health to buy honest, laboratory-tested, clean foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. We want to give you extra value so that you get more for your dollar. And we understand the economy is tough right now. We understand that everything's going up in price. We understand the supply chains are kind of wrecked right now, and we're doing our best. And we've been out of stock on a lot of products for some time, but we have really good inventory right now. We've been manufacturing like crazy for the last few months, getting ready for this event. And we're discounting it to make it more affordable to you so that you can help yourself live a more healthful, clean foods life, and you can support our mission. So remember, what we're giving away goes beyond all these discounts and all these bonus items. We're giving out free AI tools for nutritional research, for reversing chronic degenerative disease, or learning the techniques of how to do that. It's all in our AI engines that we give out for free at brightyou.ai. You can download it and use it for free. We have our new online tools like censored.news or vaccineforensics.com. And we've spent a couple of $1 million building those tools and giving them away for free. You don't pay a penny to use those. It's unlimited use forever at no cost. And how do we afford to do that? Well, it's because you support us at healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. That's Black Friday VIP. Every purchase helps us build more tools and give them away to the world for free. Tools that empower you with knowledge about health and nutrition and freedom and so much more. So thank you for your support, and take advantage of this sale. It's our biggest sale of the year, the deepest discounts of the year. Many of these prices you will never see again. Ever. You'll never see some of these prices because of inflation and supply chain issues. So take advantage, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. And thank you for your support. Take care.